Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series, brought to you by My Cost Segregation. Today's case is called McManus v. United States. It was decided in 1987 by the Federal District Court in Wisconsin and then affirmed by the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals in 1988. This is another warning case. Like Reynolds, it is in your report not because the taxpayer won, but because knowing where the courts drew the line is just as important as knowing where they opened the door. Here's what happened. A man named Jack McManus bought a 10-unit airplane hangar. He paid $165,000 for it. Then he claimed the investment tax credit on the purchase and tried to depreciate the hangar over 5 years, arguing that the structure and its components were personal property, not a building. The items he claimed included the hangar building itself, the large hangar doors, glass and door partitions, toilet partitions, false ceilings, and lighting. The IRS denied all of it. A functional hangar is a building. Buildings and their standard components are structural. Structural components do not qualify for investment tax credits, and they do not get the faster 5-year depreciation schedule. The district court agreed. McManus appealed to the Seventh Circuit. The appeals court affirmed the ruling. The taxpayer lost at both levels. Now, here is the part of this case you need to understand. McManus tried to argue that the units were personal property because they were removable. You could, in theory, detach them. They were not poured into the concrete. The courts rejected that argument. Removability is not the test. You can remove a lot of things from a building. That does not make them equipment. The question is what a component does. Does it serve the building as a shelter, or does it serve a specific piece of equipment or a specific business process? In McManus, the hangar doors, partitions, ceilings, and lights all serve the hangar as a building. They made it a usable enclosed space. That is a structural function. Personal property has to do more than that. This is the same line drawn in the Cramertown case, where HVAC units that served an entire shopping center stayed structural because their job was to condition the building, not to run specific equipment. So when does equipment serving plumbing or electrical qualify? That is a different question, one addressed in other cases like Shroom. The key is whether the item exists to run your business process, not to make the building habitable. In your cost segregation study, we make that distinction carefully. We do not claim general building systems as personal property. We only reclassify items where the function, the movability, and the connection to specific business use all point toward the faster class. When this case appears in your report, it is there to show you that we know the boundary. We are not guessing. We are working from decades of court decisions that tell us where the line is and how to stay on the right side of it. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see the full authority library in your study, visit the legal section of your report.